Well, a familiar face joining us here in studio. We are so pleased to have Ari Avivi with the Comedy Pit back joining us again. Ari, we're gearing up for another big season of the Comedy Pit.
You got it, Ben. Season 5 of the Comedy Pit, a showcase of clean stand-up comedy, starts Tuesday, September 9th. New time, though, 7 p.m., not 7:30.
Ooh, get the parents home that little bit quicker, hey?
Well, that's it. And you come down, you have a quick dinner. Some great, great places to eat in and around sort of Riversdale. And then come have a show, laugh off your calories.
Yeah.
And have a great time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we're back at the Art Bar once again. Shout out to my cousin Dakota for running the Art Bar down there, and it's been a great venue for you guys, hey?
Oh, it's a brilliant venue. It is a perfect little black box. It's absolutely intimate. There is no such thing as an obstructed view. Everybody's right, like, you're right with the comics, you're right part of the show, and it just makes it so much fun.
Yeah, and we've, you know, had some really, really great talents of stand-up comedy come out of Saskatoon. Miles Morrison, for sure, hits my brain instantly, and he's performed at the Comedy Pit almost all the time, eh?
We've got an amazing group of talent here in the city, and what's neat about the Comedy Pit is we have people like a Miles, who's touring internationally, who come and work out stuff, and some brand new people.
Yeah.
Like, every show this year, I have a brand new, never performed at the Comedy Pit or never done stand-up comedy at all, taking a shot at it.
And it's got to be cool from you to, you know, ignite that spark in somebody that's never tried it before. And all of a sudden, yeah, maybe we do see them on an international stage.
You know, I don't think about it that way. I think about it, it's a great chance for people to check that off their bucket list.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes it's glorious. And sometimes it's like turn 3 at the speedway. It's a wreck, man. But I mean, that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
The other great thing about the Comedy Pit is everybody volunteers their time. And all the money that comes in, all our proceeds, go back to local grassroots charities.
Yeah.
And I'm super pumped to say we crossed, after season 4, 15,000.
Wow.
Putting back in. So we're really looking forward to putting that back in. And it's a call out. If you're a small grassroots charity, reach out to us. The rules are you can't be big enough to run a golf tournament. You can't be part of a national organization.
Yeah.
So if you're small and looking for something, you know, to replace a bake sale, reach out to us. We have all sorts of options to help you out.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And it's such a fun time, too. You know, it's a great night out. I've hosted it a couple of times as well, too. We had so much fun doing that. And everybody's just in a good mood down there. It's a comedy show, right?
Absolutely. And the great thing about clean stand-up, and that's what our brand is really true, is you can come down, watch the show, go to work the next day, try to tell the jokes. You won't be able to because you're not a comic and you have no timing.
Yeah.
But at least HR doesn't show up after you tell it.
There you go. I know it's always a popular demand to get those tickets. So if somebody's thinking about going to the Comedy Pit for the first time, what should they do, Ari?
Go to the website, thecomedypit.ca. They're $10 online. If there's any left, you can get 15 at the door, but that's cash only. I recommend grabbing them online ahead of time. We also have some incredibly cool door prizes. We have some great sponsors who've kicked in some neat things, so you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, online, definitely the way to go. I know we've had a few people come to the door and had to get turned away, and we don't want to do that.
So. Nope.
Go online, buy your tickets, save yourself $5, and enjoy the fun. Our first night is going to be coming up here on September the 9th, so next Tuesday. Ari, looking forward to it already.
Thanks, Ben. We'll see you there.